I am thrilled to be here today.
很高兴今天能够跟大家在一起。
Pastor Joseph and Grace have been very hospitable to me.
林牧师和林师母跟我招待得很好。
Better than any hotel in the Tri-Cities.
比在任何的旅馆都要舒服。
Pastor Joseph even loaned me one of his ties.
甚至今天我打的领带都是林牧师借给我用的。
I've been traveling throughout the district, speaking in churches and a men's retreat, and I forgot to bring a tie.
因为最近一段时间我就在各个地方的教会和退休会来回的跑，所以没有准备好这个服装。
As our brother mentioned, I'm the acting district superintendent. That means I'm just filling in for a short period of time.
那刚才那周医生介绍里面跟大家讲过，我是这个宣道会西北区的临时的总监，也就是说我是在暂时一段时间在代理这个职位。
We have 100 churches in Oregon, Washington, and Alaska that I have the privilege of working with right now.
在宣道会西北区，就包括俄勒冈、华盛顿和阿拉斯加，一共有100家宣道会的教会，那这段时间我就有机会跟他们一同来同工。
So as you gather here in the Tri-Cities, you have 100 sister churches throughout this region that are gathering today as well.
所以当我们今天现在在这里聚集聚会的时候，在这个西北区有100家其他的宣道会也同时在敬拜神。
And on behalf of the district, I just want to celebrate the great church that God is raising up here in the Tri-Cities among you.
所以我代表西北区来跟大家一起来庆贺神在这个地区所做的奇妙工作，兴起的各个美好的教会。
It gives me great pleasure to see this gathering come together in the name of Jesus.
所以当大家奉主的名聚集的时候，让我心里充满了喜乐。
Now I know you've come from all kinds of backgrounds and states and nations to gather in this city, but today we gather under one name, the name of Jesus.
虽然说大家可能来自世界不同的地方，有不同的文化背景，但是今天我们都是为着同一个名来的，那就是我们主耶稣基督的名。
And I pray that your hearts will be receptive today to the word that God has laid on my heart to share with you.
所以我的祷告是，你们今天的心能够打开，接受神借着他的话语要给你的信息。
So you've just read the scripture for the morning, Psalm 25, but I would invite you to open your Bible or your program to look at those verses again.
刚才你们已经读过今天的经文，但是我希望你们再把圣经拿出来，翻开到诗篇25篇，或者就在程序单上面看着这些经文。
Now, I'll confess to you that I don't know the way Chinese people process poetry.
那因为我自己不懂得中文的诗歌的文体是怎么样的。
American mindset is we like to read from top to bottom. 1, 2, 3, A, B, C.
那就是美国人读这个诗篇的方法，就是从第一节、第二节、第三节，这样从第一节开始读到最后。
But that's not the way this poem is written that we just read.
但是呢，你要看刚才读过这篇诗篇呢，并不是这样来读的。
This poem is written in a way that looks more like a slice of pizza.
那这首诗篇呢，实际上你要把它看成好像是一片披萨饼一样。
The top and the bottom match.
就是第一节跟最后一节是互相成对应的。
The center sections match.
中间呢，那部分呢，中间部分也互相对应。
But the main point is right in the middle.
而最重要的重点呢，是在这个中间那个尖尖那里。
Do any of you like pizza?
你们喜欢吃披萨吧？
The best bite is right here.
你看吃披萨的时候呢，最好吃的就是在切出来中间那个角那里。
Now, if you don't understand this principle about Hebrew poetry, you'll get confused sometimes when you read the Bible.
如果你不明白希伯来文诗歌的这一个重要文体特色的话，你当你读诗篇的时候，你就会有点困惑。
For example, some of you have read the Book of Lamentation.
比如说你们有些人读过耶利米哀歌。
And if you read the Book of Lamentation like a Westerner, it's kind of discouraging.
但是当你读耶利米哀歌，如果你用西方人的方式来读的话，会让你非常是沮丧。
Because the Book of Lamentation has five chapters.
因为在哀歌里面有五章。
Chapter one, we're in trouble.
第一章说我们有难了。
Chapter two, we're in trouble.
第二章我们有难了。
Chapter three, God is good.
第三章说神是美善的。
Chapter 4, we're in trouble.
第四章说我们有难了。
Chapter 5, we're in trouble.
第五章我们有难了。
Now, if you read it as an American, you think, oh, Jeremiah, you're having a bad time. Oh, you're good. Oh, no, he ends up depressed. Bad.
所以如果我们用习惯性的方式来读的话，你就说第一章第二章哦，耶利米不好了，大事不好，读到第三章说哎，有点希望，有点转机，然后第五章第六章又说啊，他又遭遇困难了。
But if you understand that he's writing it like this, then you understand that chapter 3 is the center, the heart, the main point, that God is good.
但是如果你明白就像这个披萨饼一样，就是你明白的前面后面对应，但是重点是在中间，你就明白这一个文章，这一个一本书耶利米哀歌重点就在第三章，神是美善的。
So as we study Psalm 25 today, we're going to read it like this.
所以今天我们再一次读这个诗篇25篇的时候呢，我们就用这种方法来读。
And I've chosen this passage today because Pastor Joseph is in this series on spiritual discipleship, spiritual growth.
我之所以选这一个经文，是因为林牧师正在跟你们讲一个主题，就是灵命上的成长和栽培。
And one important aspect of our spiritual growth is understanding that God has a variety of ways of growing us up as Christ followers.
那有一个要能够使我们灵命上有成长的很重要一个方面，就是说我们能够明白神让我们成长有许多的方式让我们长成基督的身量。
And we're going to find in this passage one more way that God matures us as his followers.
那在今天的这段经文里面，我们就看到神有这样一个特别的方法，让我们能够在灵里面成熟。
Excuse me. So, Psalm 25, let's start to read again. And as we read, I want you to ask yourself this question first.What kind of day is, or what kind of season is David in? Is this a good season or a hard season?
那我们现在再读一遍这篇诗篇，但是在读之前，我们大家先想一想，大卫写这篇诗篇的时候，他是处于什么样的境况？他是生活一帆风顺呢，还是困难重重？
You ask yourself that question as we read.
啊，所以把这个放在脑海里面。
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, and you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Verses 1 through 3.
第一节到第三节，耶和华啊，我的心仰望你，我的神啊，我素来依靠你，求你不要叫我羞愧，不要叫我的仇敌向我夸胜，凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有那无故行奸诈的必要羞愧。
Now the matching section to that is down in verse 16 to the end.
那跟这个相对应的那一个呢，是在第16节到22节。
16, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress. Take away all my sins. See how my enemies have increased, how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life. Rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. Redeem Israel, O God, from all their troubles.
16节到22节，求你转向我，怜恤我，因我是孤独困苦，我心里的愁苦甚多，求你救我脱离我的祸患，求你看顾我的困苦，我的艰难，赦免我的一切罪，求你查看我的仇敌，因为他们人多，并且痛痛地恨我，求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我不致羞愧，因为我投靠你，愿纯全正直保守我，因为我等候你。神啊，求你救赎以色列，脱离他一切的愁苦。
So what do you think? David's having a great day, right?
怎么说？大卫这几天生活很平顺吗？
No, no. You don't talk about shame or disgrace four times in one poem if you're having a great day.
如果大卫生活很平顺的话，他不会在一篇诗篇里面多次的提到羞愧。
You don't talk about loneliness, affliction, troubles, distress, enemies if you're having a great day.
如果他生活很平顺，他也不会说心里愁苦甚多，救我脱离我的祸患，我的困苦，我的艰难，等等等等。
I use my hands too much and knock the microphone.
我的手的动作太多了吧，麦克风都打掉。
So you understand that this poem is written in the context of crisis.
所以我们可以知道，大卫写这诗篇的时候，正在面临着很大的困境。
We don't know what kind of trouble he's having, but we know that it's a season of difficulty.
我们不知道他准确的说是什么样的困境，但是我们可以知道他正在面临的并不是平顺的日子。
Is it possible that in a church this large, there's somebody who's in a season of difficulty?
那在你们这样大的教会里面，可不可能在今天也有你们的会员面临同样的困境呢？
Now, if you're not right now in a season of difficulty, praise God.
如果你现在没有很大的困境的话，感谢赞美主。
But if you are, please know that this passage was written for you.
但是如果有的话，你要明白，今天的这段经文是为你而写的。
Now, when we look at the trials of our lives, we have to acknowledge that they come from different sources.
那我们当然看到我们生活里面的试炼的时候，我们可以知道。试炼来自不同的方向。
Some of you have a challenge in your life right now because of a decision you made.
有些人因为他自己曾经所做的决定带来的后果，使你今天经受试炼。
If I had just invested my money differently in 2006, I'd be a lot better off now today.
如果是2006年的时候，我把这个投资放在不同的地方的话，我今天就盘满钵满了。
Sometimes our difficulties are based on our own decisions.
但是有些时候有些时候我们的困难是由于我们决策的错误。
Sometimes our difficulties are based on decisions made by other people.
有些时候我们的困难是因为别人所做的决定。
The man that I was with yesterday who drove 1 million miles as a courier for his company and then after 20 years was fired so they could save a little money.
那昨天我跟一位弟兄在一起，他为一个公司作为这个差事，开车开了100英里那么长，但是20年以后他的公司把他炒掉了，因为他们想要减低开支。
Sometimes the decisions that somebody else makes affect our lives.
有些时候别人所做的决定影响我们的生活。
Maybe somebody in the room had the horrible experience of growing up with an abusive parent or someone who mistreated you when you were young.
也许在这里面，有些人的成长背景里面，你在从小被你的父母虐待过，使你成长受了很大的阴影。
Their bad decisions impacted your life.
所以你父母所做的不好的决定使你的生活受到影响。
So sometimes we have crisis in our lives because of our own decisions. Sometimes we have crisis because of somebody else's decisions.
所以有些时候我们遇到困境是因为自己的决定或者是别人的决定。
And sometimes we have crisis in our lives just because we live on planet Earth.
有些时候我们遇到困境就是因为我们活在这个地球上。
You realize that when we welcomed sin into the Garden of Eden, we welcomed trouble into the whole world.
当亚当夏娃让罪进入世界之后，这个所有的困难，所有的这些灾祸也进入了世界。
So Jesus tells us, remember his words, in this world you will have tribulation.
耶稣对他的门徒说，在世上你们有患难。
Be of good cheer, I've overcome the world, he says.
但是不要害怕，因为我已经胜过了世界。
But just because you've become a follower of Jesus Christ doesn't exempt you from having some crisis from time to time.
但是不会说因为你是跟随基督的人，你就能够从世界上的患难中得到豁免。
Would you agree with me that some people think that if I just do the right things, I'll never have any trouble?
那有没有人这里会认为说，只要我一直行为端正，都做好的决定的话，我就绝对不会有祸患临身？
Don't some people think that way?
有没有一些人会这样想？
If I just get the right education,
如果我是去了名校，
marry the right spouse,
那我挑到一个好伴侣，
move to the right city, something safe,
那我去找一个住的地方是安全的。
Get away from Boston and go to Tri-Cities.
离开波士顿来到三镇。
If I just make everything perfect, and become a Christian, and then God will protect me.
如果我做这些对的决定，还有接受耶稣，这样神保护我。
If I do everything right, I'll never have trouble.
如果我都做这些对的决定的话，我就不会再遇到任何的风波。
I don't know if that formula is taught in Chinese culture, but it's taught very much in an American culture. If I do the right thing, I'll never have problems.
所以我不知道中国的这个文化里面有没有用这样的方法灌输给你们这个观念，但是在西方的文化里面，这个观念是很根深蒂固的。
So what do you think? Does that formula work?
你觉得这个这是正确的吗？
It shouldn't work.
不应该是这样。
Because we live in a broken planet.
因为这个地球是被罪所破碎的。
This is why we need a savior.
这就是我们需要救主的原因。
If everything works according to some formula, we wouldn't have needed a savior.
如果只要有某一个固定的方式，工程师。这样所有东西都会顺理成章，那我们就不需要一个救主。
But sin has corrupted this world on the deepest level.
因为罪恶对世界上引起的腐败是根深蒂固的。
And to a messed up world like this, the Savior comes.
所以就是因为这样腐败的世界，我们的救主才来到。
So let's get back to our passage, Psalm 25.
那我们现在回到今天的这个经文里面。
We've established that we've got the context, the surroundings of difficulty.
那我们现在已经读到了，开始、结尾都告诉我们，大卫写这个诗篇的时候是在困境里面。
As we move now to the middle section, let's see what David does in the midst of his crisis.
所以我们就来到中间的这个最精彩的部分。看看大卫在他生活遇到最大风波的时候，他是怎么对付的。
As we read these verses, I want you to be asking a question: What is David doing during his difficulties?
所以在你的心里面要这样想：大卫遇到这么大的困难的时候，他心里面是在想什么？他在做什么
？Verse 4: Show me your ways, O Lord; teach me your paths; guide me in your truth, and teach me.For you are God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord.
第四到七节，耶和华啊，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理教导我。 教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。耶和华啊，求你纪念你的怜悯和慈爱，因为这是亘古以来常有的。求你不要纪念我幼年的罪孽和我的过犯。耶和华啊，求你因你的恩惠按你的慈爱纪念我。
The matching section is down in verse 15.
那跟这个所相对应的是在15节。
My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only He will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me, be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted.
我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因他必将我的脚步从网中拉出来。求你转向我，怜恤我，因我是孤独愁苦。
So do you see what David is doing in the midst of his difficult season?
你们看到大卫在他所经历的一些困难里面，他是怎么做的？
Were you looking closely at those words?
你在读的时候有没有仔细思量这些话？
He was saying, show me, teach me, guide me, remember me, turn to me.
他所说的是指示我，教训我，引导我，坚固我。
And he says, by the way, while you're doing remembering God, don't remember the sins of my youth. Let's forget about those, okay?
而且他还说，当你在纪念我一切的道路的时候，我的罪过请你涂抹，不要记住那些。
But you understand that in this crisis, David is turning toward God, asking God to be his guide, his leader, his teacher.
所以在他个人遇到的这一切困境的时候，大卫转向神，求神做他的指引，做他的帮助。
Now let me ask you a question.
好，让我问你一个问题。
What are some of the things that we do when we're in crisis?
当我们遇到困境的时候，我们所做的是什么？
What are some of the other options besides turning to God?
那我们有没有想到说找到有其他的方案，而不是转向神？
Well, any of us in the room ever just worry a lot?
有没有人只是说为此而焦虑？
Or do some of us start to blame somebody? It's their fault I'm having this problem.
或者开始就指责别人，是因为他的缘故让我碰到这样的困难。
Or do some of us maybe turn to something we shouldn't for comfort? We avoid our crisis by turning to something to comfort us for a while, like food or pornography, things that we're trying to use to make us feel better, even though we've got this crisis.
或者有些人在遇到这件困境的时候，就开始在别的方向，我们应该避免的那些东西里面寻求安慰。比如说，有些人就是 comfort food， 就是在焦虑的时候就跑去吃东西来减少这焦虑，甚至有些人开始去看这个黄色的录像。
See, I simply want to establish the fact that a lot of us have other options in crisis rather than turning to God.
So, 我只是想要告诉你们，很多人都有经历困境，但是在困境中，他们往往是向别的地方去找帮助，而不是转向神。
But I want to stand before you today and encourage you that when crisis comes into your life, you have a God to turn to.
但是我是希望能够兼顾大家，就是说当我们的生活遇到困难的时候，我们有一个可以让我们转向的神。
But now let's ask one more question as we read the center section.
那我再继续读下去这个中间最精彩部分的时候，我再问你一个问题。
And my question is this, what does David expect God to do for him in the midst of the crisis?
这个问题就是说，当大卫遭遇这一切的困难的时候，他转向神，他期望神会为他做什么。
You look for what David expects God to do as we read these words.
那我们当读的时候，你看看大卫期望他的神为他做什么。
So the center starts in verse 8.
所以这个中间最中间部分是从第八节开始。
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, listen to these verbs. He instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right. He teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the commands of His covenant. For the sake of Your name, O Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. He will spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them.
8-14节，耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指引罪人走正路，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以诚实慈爱待他。耶和华啊，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因我的罪重大。谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
So what is David expecting God to do?
大卫期待他的神会做什么？
He's expecting God to speak to him.
他会期待神会对他说话。
He's anticipating that our God communicates with us.
他是期待神会跟我们沟通。
Now, friends, you might think this is a yes or what kind of thing, but this is big news if you're in crisis.
你也许就说，哇，这有什么了不起？但是如果你当真正是碰到生活里面困境的时候，这是非常重要的。
See, what are we tempted to think when things start falling apart in our lives?
因为当你的生活遇到极大波折的时候，我们通常会怎么想？
When our health isn't good, or our finances aren't good, or something happens in our relationships, what are we tempted to think?
比如当我们失去健康，或者失去财富，或者是失去了我们最亲密的关系的时候，我们通常是怎么想？
I don't know about you, but I'm tempted to think, God, you've abandoned me.
因为很多时候碰到这些的时候，我们就很容易被试探，就会想说，神啊，你抛弃了我。
God, where are you?
神啊，你在哪里？
David has the expectancy that he's going to meet God in his crisis.
但是大卫所期待的就是说，在他这个困难中间，他会与神相遇。
David believes that instead of crisis being a place where God is absent,God is actually very present.
大卫所相信的不是说当我遇到困难的时候神不在，而是说当我遇到困难的时候神要在那里与我相见。
David expects to meet God in the hardest of places.
这大卫所期待的是说，在我生命遇到最大困难的时候，就是要我要与神相遇的时候。
Do we?
我们怎么样？
Friends, we have a speaking God, a God who communicates.
我们的神不是哑巴神，我们的神是要向我们说话的。
How has he communicated with us?
他怎么样跟我们说话呢？
Well, the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God.
圣经里面说诸天述说神的荣耀。
So he's spoken to us through creation.
所以他借着他所造的万物来向我们说话。
We know that he's spoken to us through his word, the Holy Scripture.
所以我们也知道神借着圣经来向我们说话。
And God will never contradict something he's already said to us in his word.
所以说神所要做的事从来不会跟他在圣经里面向我们显示的相违驳。
And we know that God's ultimate revelation is Jesus Christ himself.
我们知道神最终极的向我们的启示就是耶稣基督。
When Jesus Christ came to this world, he came to show us what God is like.
所以当耶稣来到世上，他就把这个神的形象丰丰富富的显示给世人。
So God has spoken to this world in different ways.
所以神向世人借着多次多方的向我们显现。
But he also speaks to us directly to our own hearts through his Holy Spirit.
当然神也借着圣灵直接的向我们的心灵说话。
We have a speaking God.
我们的神是说话的神。
As the sister said as she opened the service, we love him because He first loved us.
就像罗兆梅姐妹在带领我们开始唱诗的时候说，我们爱他，因为他先爱了我们。
He has spoken his love to us, and he wants to continue to speak to his love to us, even in the darkest times.
所以他已经告诉了我们他爱我们，但是呢，他会继续的告诉我们，就算我们碰到最危难的时候。
So do you understand the main point of my message today?
所以你能够明白我今天所要向大家传达的信息是什么？
In this world we will have trouble.
在世上你们会有患难。
In our trouble we should call out to God.
在我们的患难中我们要呼求神。
Rather than choosing some of the bad options that are out there.
而不是去选择世上其他的这些帮你逃脱的方法。
In this world, we will have trouble. We should call out to God in our trouble, expecting that God will speak to us in our crisis.
所以，当我们遇到困难的时候，我们要呼求神，并且要相信神在我们的患难中会向我们说话。
But I need to warn you that He may not speak to you in ways that you're accustomed hearing.
但是我要预先警告你们，神向我们说话的方式并不一定是你们所习惯的那样。
In your crisis, you may not be able to hear His love in ways that you're accustomed to hearing.
特别是说，在你遇到患难的当中，你所听到他向你的慈声，并不一定是你预期的那样来临。
In this room this morning, two languages are being spoken.
那我们今天的这个崇拜，我们是用两种不同的语言。
But the God of this universe has an unlimited number of languages that He can speak.
但是神，这个宇宙万物的真神，他所能够使用的语言是无数的。
And I'm not just talking about verbal languages.
我并不是只是说说出来的有声音的言语。
Love has more languages than just the tongue.
因为比如说爱就是用很多无声的言语来表达。
God has ways of showing His love to us, that are unlimited.
所以神向我们表达爱的方式是不可胜数的。
And one thing that can happen in crisis is you can learn to hear God's love for you in a language that you never spoke before.
所以当你遇到极大的患难的时候，你能够学到的一样功课就是说，你能够听到神向你的慈声，而以前是你听不到的。
God can increase your ability to understand His love in crisis.
就是当你遇到困难的时候，神把你对神声音的敏感度提高了。
Now let me take a few minutes to tell you why this is a deeply personal passage for me.
Now.我现在用一点点时间告诉你，为什么这一段经文对我来说是这么贴身。
Let me tell you some of my story.
我就是用我自己亲身的经历来讲。
And why this is so meaningful to me.
为什么这个对我有切身的体会。
At age 47, I was living in Salem, Oregon, pastor of one of our alliance churches.
所以我47岁的时候，我在俄勒冈州的 Salem 市作为那里一个宣道会的主任牧师。
My beautiful wife Joanna and I had three children.
我的太太还有我有三个小孩。
They were young adults by this time.
那我三个小孩已经那个时候也成年了。
I was a marathon runner.
我当时还可以跑马拉松。
Actually, I became an ultra marathon runner.
甚至是一个超级马拉松赛跑者。
Ultra marathons are like 50K, 60K races for guys too stupid to stop at 26 miles.
就是这个超级马拉松，就是说我们这些人呢、啊，跑是跑50公里，甚至60公里，就是这些人不愿意停在42公里的那些人。
I loved it. Up and down the mountains of Oregon on these little trails, 50K, 60K, it was wonderful.
所以我住在这个俄勒冈州，很多的这些在山区里面的跑路的跑道，所以我非常的喜悦。
My friend said to me, "You can get counseling for that, you know."
我的有个朋友说，你可能需要有一点心理医治。
But I was healthy and good shape, and I loved it.
所以，但是我用这来说明我当时的身体是多么健壮。
Never spent a day in the hospital after birth.
我在出生以后到那个时间之前从来没有住过一次医院。
I had good genes. My mother's 94 and still lives by herself.
我的这个遗传非常好，因为我的妈妈94岁还可以自己照料自己。
This fall my mother raked her own yard and canned 40 pints of applesauce.
这一个夏天我的妈妈还可以自己来清扫园庭，并且呢，收的苹果可以自己来做这个苹果酱。
Strong body, good genes, good habits. I had no reason for any health concerns.
所以你看，我的遗传又好，后天又足，所以应该是绝对没有任何的健康状况。
I would go see a doctor like this every year.
所以我去看医生，每年去一次。
And we'd have nothing to talk about.
我们也没什么话，没什么可以讲的。
I was his most boring patient.
对一个医生来说，我是一个太简单的病人。
But in October of 2008, I noticed I had a little rash on my body.
但是2008年的10月，我发现我身上长了个皮疹。
And before the week was over, I was too weak to drive a car.
但是不到一个礼拜的时间，我就浑身变得乏力到连开车都开不了。
Something was starting to attack my muscles very rapidly.
就是身体里面有些因素在攻击我的肌肉，非常非常快的攻击。
The elders prayed for me.
我的长老为我祷告。
The doctors started to run tests on me.
医生在做各种的检查。
And I continued to go downhill.
但是我还是很快的直转直下。
One of my last conscious memories is of a doctor holding my blood charts in his hand saying, I've never seen somebody with blood levels so messed up and still be alive.
所以当我最后记得的一件事情就是说，有个医生拿着我的检验单说，我从来没有见过有人在血象这么糟糕的时候还活着的。
And I thought, see, I'm healthy, I'm beating this thing.
所以那时候我想说，你看我这身体健壮如牛，这点小病难不住我。
Well, I would be completely unconscious for the next 5 days.
所以但是呢，在那个以后呢，我就完全失去了知觉，五天以后才苏醒。
They had to give me a tracheotomy.
他们要在我这里挖一个洞来用呼吸机帮我呼吸。
Had to insert a feeding tube into my stomach.
我的胃要插一根胃管来给我饲料。
Hook me up to a dozen machines.
身上插满各种的管道来监测。
The call went out to the family. You better come home if you want to see your dad alive.
所以我的儿女和亲属都被通知说病情危急，要来就趁早。
Salem Alliance Church gathered together, and 1,000 people came together to pray.
所以这个我所牧会的那个宣道会就有1000人来为我祷告。
And the staff started to plan a funeral service for their senior pastor.
那我的这些其他同工也开始为我准备这个追思礼拜。
I was dying and they didn't know why.
我那个时候好像身体这个生命在离我而去，但是呢，医生并没有找到原因。
I don't have time to tell you that whole story, but 77 days later, I was released from the hospital.
我没有办法一一详述当时的情况，但是我可以告诉你，我在医院住了77天。
The doctor said, "Well, you've stumped us all. We have no idea what you have."
那最后出院的时候，医生还是说，我们至今不知道你患的是什么病。
Which really irritates a lot of people.
这个对很多人来讲真是无法接受的事实。
You mean you went to OHSU, the best hospital in the region, they couldn't figure out your problem?
因为我已经住在这个俄勒冈的医学院，在这个地区，就俄勒冈地区是最好的医院，但是他们仍然没有办法诊断出来什么毛病。
And my answer is, it's okay.
但是我对他们说，
See,
我可以接受。
If I wasn't a follower of Jesus Christ, then these guys are my last resort.
因为如果我不是基督的跟随者的话，我最后所依靠的只能是医生。
And if the medical community can't figure out what's wrong with me, and I'm not a follower of Christ, I've got a big problem.
如果这个医生没有办法诊断出我的毛病来， 而我又不是基督的跟随者的话，我的问题就大了。
But if I happen to be a follower of Jesus Christ and the medical community can't figure out what's wrong with me, I still have the great physician who knows exactly what my issue is.
但是因为我是基督的跟随者，虽然医生一般的医生诊断不出来，我在他们的上面还有一位更大的医治者。
See, you're part of a family of churches that believes in Jesus is not only our Savior of our souls.
因为作为宣道会的成员，你们都相信耶稣不但是我们灵魂的救主。
But we also believe that Jesus cares about our bodies and our whole being.
而且基督也关心我们整个人的健康。
We say it this way in the Christian Missionary Alliance. Jesus is our Savior, our Sanctifier, our Healer, and our Coming King.
因为我们说在宣道会这个耶稣的四个给我们的对我们四个作用，一个是我们的救主，一个是我们使我们成为圣洁者，一个就是我们医治的主，还有他是再来的君王。
So I was released from the hospital into the hands of my wife and into the care of God.
所以当我出院的时候，他们把我交给我的太太，同时也交回神的手中。
My wife gave up her job to be my nurse.
所以我的太太就持续的工作，做我的全职护理。
She never wanted to be a nurse.
她本来也就是个护士。
But she said she'd rather be a nurse than a widow.
但是她说，我宁可是做护士来护理你，还是比做这个寡妇要更好。
I went into the hospital weighing 190 pounds, what I weigh right now.
我进医院的时候我是190磅，就跟我现在的体重一样。
But I came out of the hospital 77 days later weighing 140 pounds.
当我77天出院的时候，我体重降到140磅。
Too weak to walk.
我软弱到没有办法走路。
Too weak to swallow.
我没有办法自己吞食物。
Too weak to hardly speak.
我说话也发不出声音。
But I was alive.
但是我还活着。
Living on a feeding tube. This was breakfast. This was lunch. This was dinner.
所以当你用胃管来被饲养的时候呢，每天三餐就是这样用量杯灌进去。
And I had to live with spit rags in my pocket or spit cups because my swallow was completely non-functioning and I couldn't even swallow my own saliva.
因为我没有办法吞咽，不但食物，甚至自己的口水也吞不下去，所以每一天我要在手上都有一个杯子和一个毛巾来处理这个口水。
My wife would rip off 15 pieces of paper towel at night, put them by my pillow because your body continues to generate saliva at night, and I had to live spitting day and night.
所以每天晚上睡觉前，我的太太就把一叠的纸巾放在我的枕头边，因为就算睡觉的时候，口水还继续要流出来。
I hated it.
我不喜欢这样。
I was embarrassed by it.
我在那个时候真的是在困境之中。
It's very frustrating.
我心里面也非常烦躁。
And very isolating.
也觉得很孤独。
Alone in our house, no social contact, being so weak.
因为身体很软弱，没办法出去，没办法跟别人交通。
And I felt inhuman, not being able to eat.
因为不能够自己吃东西，我感到好像不是一个完全的人。
Everywhere you go, somebody's got a bottle of water or a hamburger or something.
因为你去哪里，每个人都可以享受他们的食物。
Even the birds outside my window were eating.
甚至窗外的鸟都可以自己的享受食物。
To be alive is to eat.
因为如果活着就需要吃。
Or at least swallow your own spit.
就至少要你自己的口水可以吞得进去。
That was 2009.
那是2009年。
The entire year of 2009.
整一年都是这样。
Not one bite of food or drink of water.
没有办法吞咽，连口水都吞不了。
And I began to wonder where is God in this.
我开始有点怀疑神在哪里。
Psalm 25 wasn't just a poem. It was life.
但是那个时候，诗篇二十五篇对我来说就不仅仅是一篇诗，而是我的生命。
Now I'll confess to you that there were some days that I wasn't like David.
我要坦白地告诉你，有一些日子我不是像大卫这样充满信心。
There were some days that I got discouraged in calling out to God.
有些日子是我太过灰心了，我都没有办法呼求神。
And going to church was very difficult.
我也很难去教会。
See, one thing that happens when we're in crisis is we're tempted to isolate from other Christians.
因为在我们遇到这种困难的时候，我们很容易被试探，不去跟其他的基督徒一起来共享。
When we need people the most, we tend to want to be with them the least.
当你最需要他们的时候，你却远离他们。
And I want to challenge any of you here today in crisis to do not withdraw from people.
因为如果你们今天经历任何重要的灾难，千万不要把自己退缩出来，不去跟别人有沟通。
Part of leaning into God is staying close to God's people.
因为要跟神亲近的其中一个方式就是跟神的属神的人亲近。
Even though they may not understand your crisis at all.
有些时候甚至是当他们没有办法完全明白你所受的困苦的时候，仍然需要跟他们继续亲近。
I kept asking God in 2009, what's happened?
在2009年，我整一年在病床上问神，到底是怎么回事？
I had to resign from my job because I was too weak.
因为我要从我的这个主任牧师的职位上退下来，因为我太软了。
Couldn't pastor the church.
我没有这个力量去继续牧会。
And I had a friend that would call me up once in a while and say this to me.
有一个朋友他会时常给我打个电话，然后这样说。
John, you were run over by a truck.
那个 John, 你好像是被一个大卡车压过一样。
He was trying to encourage me.
他是希望能够鼓励我。
But that kind of became the mental picture for what had happened to me, that I was now roadkill.
但是呢，就变成了给我心里面有个印象，好像是我已经被这个大卡车压扁了在路上。
That's kind of a discouraging way to live.
如果是这样的话，真的是生不如死。
I was asking God, Lord, show me, guide me, teach me. I need to hear from you.
我对神的呼求是，指示我，教训我，我需要听到你的声音。
And months into this journey, it wasn't quick, but months into this journey, he did answer that prayer.
但是在这样的经历走过了好多个月以后，不是说一刚刚开始，而是好多个月以后，我听到神的声音。
One day he gave me a very quick vision.
有一天他给我一个异象。
Not something I saw with my eyes, but something that I saw in my spirit.
不是说我眼睛看得到的异象，而是在灵里面的眼睛看得到。
It was very simple and fast.
很简短。
There were hands that were working a wheel, a pot of clay that was on a wheel going round and round.
我看到的意象是有一个陶像的手在弄这个陶胚。
And as the artist worked that clay pot, it looked like a nice pot to me.
那这个
As the artist worked the clay pot, it looked like a good pot.
就虽然说那个陶胚，我看来是觉得还是蛮不错的。
But suddenly those hands took that clay and reduced it right back down to the base.
但是呢，这个正在做这个陶胚的陶像，突然间把整个陶胚又把它捏成一团。
The wheel was still going around.
但是那个做陶胚的那个转动的转子还在转。
He didn't pick up the clay and throw it away.
他并没有说把这团泥就把它丢掉了。
The clay was still on the wheel, the hands were still damp, he was still working the clay, but he was starting over.
但是呢，这个陶匠就从 从您又重新开始，用这个陶这一团泥土又重新做一个新的陶胚。
God, is that my life?
我是在问神啊，你这是告诉我我的生命吗？
Are you doing a do-over in me?
你是要重新塑造我吗？
Yes.
神说是的。
But God, I like my old life.
我说神啊，我原来的就蛮好嘛。
I like the old pot.
我喜欢原来那个陶胚嘛。
I like the running, eating, preaching John.
因为我以前又能跑又能吃又能讲道。
I don't like the sitting, spitting John.
我不喜欢这个只能够坐在轮椅上，每天自己口水都要吐出来的。
But God, if you're doing a restart in my life, then I'm in.
但是神啊，如果你是要重新塑造我，我就让你。
I accept your hand on my life.
因为我接受你在我生命中一切的作为。
I hadn't eaten a bite of food yet. I had no hope of any recovery.
那个时候，我还没有能够自己吞下一口的食物，我还没有增长了任何的力气。
But God had spoken.
但是神向我说的话。
I don't have time to tell you the rest of the story, how a year later that God in His kindness healed my ability to swallow and now I eat again and have gained all 50 pounds back. I don't have time to tell you that whole story.
那我没有时间详细的告诉你神怎么样医治我的声音，让我重新可以自己吞咽食物，现在也把那50磅捡回来了。
But the point of this passage and the point of this message is that we have a God who meets us even in our times of crisis.
但是我今天的信息和这一段经文的重点是说，当我们生命遇到最大困难的时候，我们的神是要在那里跟我们相遇的神。
That at the very place where you think God might be at work the least, He's actually at work the most.
在你以为神不可能在这里出现的时候，实际上那个就是神在你生命工作的最多的时候。
God does some of His greatest work in the strangest of places.
神最大的工作常常是在你最意想不到的地方做的。
Prison cells. Prison cells. It's the cell of a prison.
Oh,
God does some of His great work in unlikely places, like a.Jail cell.
好像是说在监牢里面。
Unemployment lines.
或者是在这个失业的救济金的这个排队的时候。
Rehabilitation centers.
或者是在这个康复中心。
Unlikely places to meet with God can become some of the greatest spiritual transformation experiences of your life.
所以这些最你以为最不可能跟神相遇的地方，可能是你属灵生命最重要的转折点。
Just because you're in crisis does not mean God is silent.
如果你以为当我遇到最大挫折的时候，神就离开了我，那就错了。
But he may be speaking to you in ways that you're not accustomed to hearing.
他只是说他在你身上工作的方法，你过去还不习惯而已。
I'm simply challenging this sweet congregation that when you reach a time of crisis in your life, lean into God, trusting that He is a God who meets us even in the darkest of places.
所以各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我今天所要讲的就是说，当你碰到最大困难的时候，你要呼求神，依靠神，因为神要跟你相遇的地方，往往是你意想不到的地方。
You've been very gracious to receive this word today.
大家都非常有恩慈的接待我。
I'm delighted to meet you. I really am.
我也是非常高兴奉他的名来到你们中间。
And I want to close my message with a 2-minute video.
我最后就是这个信息结束的时候，我会有两分钟的短片。
This video takes place when I am first back at Salem Alliance Church in 2009.
这是2009年我第一次回到我所牧的教会中间。
I have a feeding tube under my shirt.
我的衬衣下面有这个卫士管。
A wound vacuum attached to my leg.
在我的腿上有一条尿管。
I'm standing at a walker.
我要站着的时候要靠一个支架来扶持。
I don't know if I'll ever eat a bite of food or drink a drop of water again.
那时候我还不知道我要能不能重新吃或者喝。
But I'm back in 2009 giving a very short message to the congregation.
但是那个时候我回去跟我的教会分享了一个很短的信息。
Where I'm trying to wrestle with issues of faith in the midst of crisis.
就是说，当我们遇到最大的困难的时候，我们的信心如何继续？
I'm going to ask our brother to translate as I let this video be my final word to you. God bless you.
所以我用这个短片里面的这个信息作为我的结束的，我会为大家翻译。
I don't really like the journey I'm on.
我不喜欢我现在要走。
I want to know God.
但是我要知道。
And God is good.
我现在做的道路是在神的道路上，神是美善的。
This journey and God can only be good.
这是神要的走我走的道路，而且神一定是美善的。
He is me forever.
神是值得我们永远称颂。
Some of you,
你们中间有一些人
don't like the journey you're on either right now.
你们所经历的道路，你们也许不喜欢。
You're in a tough spot.
你们现在正在一个困难的处境。也许是因为经济的原因，身体上的原因，或者是你们的情绪的原因。
Please know that he, according to Psalm 139,
但是要记得诗篇139篇说
139, he is the God of the light and the darkness.
但神是光亮处的神，也是暗处的神。
Too much American theology is in the God of the light only.
有很美国人很多人以为就是神只是明处的神。
He's the God of the day and the night.
但是圣经明确地告诉我们，神既是光处的神也是暗处的神。我们既有得胜，也要有经历征战。约伯对他的处境也不喜欢。耶利米不喜欢他的
神。
甚至在格西马利园，耶稣也求神摆脱这个
情况。
但是每一个处境，神都在里面，并且神是美善。
So, if you understand any of that.
如果刚才的这个信息你能够明白，感谢主。